We continue with Mishnah Berurah Miyomi, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, Siman Kuf Samech, we're in the middle of Sifyat Gimel, says the Mechaber, V'yesh Matirim, Afilu K'shenotel Nezachar Zeh, there's an opinion which says that you're even allowed to wash one person's hand after the other, Hol B'shash Yischel Echad Lito Mem Haya Behem Revias, as long as there was a Revias when the water started, Gam L'sheni Zeh Olim Neshebal Mishir Retara, since the leftover waters are coming from Tahar waters, it's okay even if he doesn't have a Revias on his hand. The Mishnah Berurah says, obviously it has to be where they come at the same time to wash their hands, but if they come at different times, then he needs a Revias for the second person as well. That's why you're able to have half a log or a third of a log, fourth a log, etc. Half a log for three, four people. As long as there's enough water to go on each person's hand three times, even if you don't have a revius. Why is he all of a sudden saying three times? The Mishnah Berurah says that, the quotes the tour, who says that really it's supposed to be two times, because Iker Netila was for Tara is two times, and the reason for the third is if there was something which was Chotzeitz, you need to get rid of it, but there's really no need to do actual three times if you know there's nothing on your hands, but you don't need a revius for each person because they're all considered to be like one hand. The Mechaber adds one more requirement of Huadin Sheikhon Laniach Abra Vachamisha Yedeim Zebetzadze Ozel Gabze Velito Kachrovachi Yarpi Yedeim Bingin Sheagi Omaim Kol Echad Echad. As long as their hands are not tied together so that the water is able to cover their entire hand. That's why there's a requirement of some measurement of water. You don't need a revias, but you need some measurement of water in order to go on everybody's hands. That is what is important. The Baralacha quotes a Yesh Machmirin, the name of the Ravid, who holds that you always need a revias, even when you have people who are getting the water from other people before them, and Shiurei Tara only helps such that you don't need a revias in the Kli when the second person comes, but there still needs to be revias mayim for each person. So if you dalit tzarich shei revias mechunas makom echad, you needed the revias of mayim in one place. Shem natal mishminas achazon natal mishminas yadav tmeos kishahayu. You're not able to pour a shminas of water on one hand and then a shminas on the other hand from a different coast. Rather, the coast has to be holding a revias of water when you pour onto your. So you should make sure to fill up the cup before starting to pour. Siv tez vav revias shamu bein liyadav bein shal gadol bein liyadav shal kata. And the revias applies to all people. Not lushne bnei yadam zei yado achav zei yado achos. If two people each washed one hand, v'achagach hazar asheni v'nata yado ashni, and then if the second person goes to wash his second hand, harei elu kishol shab bnei yadam, they're like three different people. V'viachach imayi b'kli chatzi log yadav tahoros, v'im lavein yado ashni a tahoros, shen yinodam v'pachos mi log yosum shne bnei yadam. So you need to have the revias for each person, because it's no longer like one person after the other, like we had in Sifyat Gimel. Since they're doing it at separate times, it's like three different people, and you need the revias for each person. Siman Kuf Samach Aleph, Dine Chatzitza Ben Atila. Sif Aleph, Tzarech Lizar Mi Chatzitza, Shekol Davar Shechotzitz Betvila Chotzitz Ben Atila. Need to worry about Chatzitzas. Anything that is on the hand that is extra, that is not part of the hand, counts as a Chatzitza, and it will be Ma'akev the Tvila, then a Til Sedaim, just like it is by Tvila in a mikvah. The Mishnah Berurah gives us a bit of a hakdama for this simin, where he says that for Tvilas Haguf, we know that you need to be careful regarding a chatzitza, that even though, according to the Torah, something is only a chatzitza if it covers the majority of the body, and you care about it being there, you are makbid, ruba u makbid, midrabanan, the Chazal prohibited, even if it is a chatzitza which is on a small part of the body, because we're afraid that you might come to wash with a chatzitza that covers the entire body. As well, Chazal also goes there on something which was makbid, even if it doesn't cover the majority of the body. So the two Gzeres Midrabanan are Rubo ve'eno makbid, if it covers a majority of the body and it's something you're not makbid on, or if it's miut umakbid, something which doesn't cover the majority of the body, but it's something that you are makbid on. So the only time that something would not be a chatzitza, if it's extra on the body, if it's something you're not makbid on, and it's also on the miut of the body. And the same thing is true regarding netilas yadayim. So if the chatzitza covers the majority of the hand, then it is prohibited, even if it's something that the person is not makbid on, that doesn't care if it's there. And if it's something which is on a small part of the hand, then it's only a problem if it is something which a person is makbid on. So finishes up the Mishnah Berurah Zakdama. If you did Netilas Yadayim, and then afterwards you saw that there was something which was Chotzeitz, whether it was on the minority or it was on the majority, then we are Mekel, we assume that it appeared after you actually did the Netilas Yadayim. But L'chatchila, it's best to make sure that there is no Chatzitza there whatsoever, whether you're Makbid or not, majority of the hand or not, before doing the Netilas Yadayim. We'll continue with these halachos to understand them a little bit better next time.